do have some women's finals to pass along to you. Briarcliff defeats Doan 73-67. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan 91-61. Morningside over Northwestern 72-70. No report on Hastings and Midland. Men's basketball right around the corner. The Lancer men are 3-3 this year. 0-1 in the G-Pack. They have wins over Ogallala, Lakota, Grace, and Clark. Mamarty is averaging 72 points per game and allows 64.8 points per contest. They have converted 45.8% of their field goals while surrendering 40.3% field goal shooting. Rebounding is about even with the Lancers on the short end of a 35.7 to 35.0 average. Joe Heeb scores 12.8 points per game. Saladin Smith is scoring 10.3 per game with a 4.0 rebounding average. Austin Harms and Jeff Larson each average 7.8 points per game, and Larson is making nearly 60% of his field goals. TJ Johnson is scoring 6.8 points per game, and he takes down a team-high 6.8 rebounds per game. Scott Oderkirk leads the team with a 3.3 assists per game average. The defender men are 6-1 this season, 0-1 in the G-Pack. Dort's averaging 83.4 points per game, allow 59.4 points per outing. Defenders have out-rebounded teams 41.7 to 31.3 and make 50.4% of their field goals, while opponents are making 36.6%. Jordan Vogel tops the team with a 14.1 points per game scoring average, and he nabs 5.9 rebounds per game. Cliff Warner is scoring 13.9 points per game with 3 rebounds and 3.5 assists. Trevor Walterstorff is good for 11.3 points and 5.6 rebounds. Austin Koch is converting 10 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is at 9. He leads the team in rebounds with 6.4. Chris Severs contributes 7.8 points per game with 4.2 rebounds. The Lancer men lost a 66-63 decision to Concordia on the road after trailing 32-31 at halftime. Lancers were out-rebounded 40-32 and forced 16 turnovers while committing 13. Joe Heeb had 15 points to pace the Lancers in the losing effort. Smith had 12 points and 9 rebounds in 32 minutes of playing time. Jeff Larson came off of the bench to score 9 points and had 7 rebounds, while Austin Harms added 8 points. The defenders allowed 60.4% shooting from the field and an 86-70 loss on Saturday to Doan. Dort held a 34-29 rebounding edge, converted just 38.8% shooting for the game. The visitors were ahead by a 51-38 margin with 14:33 left in the game, but the Tigers went on a scoring outburst of 48-19 to turn the 13-point deficit into the double-digit win. Cliff Warner had 23 points. Jordan Vogel added 21 on 8 of 10 shooting from the floor. Trevor Walterstorff added 11 points with 8 rebounds, and he had 4 steals. Dort trails this men's series 49-46. They beat Mount Marty both times last year, winning an 85-70 decision in Yankton. They forged a 70-56 win in Sioux Center on January 18. Cliff Warner scored 27 points in the first game, with Kyle Lindberg adding 15 points and 11 rebounds. Joe Heeb came off of the bench to score team-high 14 for Mount Marty. The defenders were led by Trevor Walterstorff in the January meeting with 22 points on 9 of 12 shooting. Austin Kachi added 16. Oderkirk and Heeb each had 14 off of the bench. Dort held Mount Marty to 23 of 60 shooting from the floor and made 24 of 28 free throws to 8 of 9 for the Lancers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach, right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Here's take on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action this evening. Dort College coming off a loss to the Doan Tigers on the road. And Coach, how was practice, I guess, yesterday after that contest on Saturday, where by all intents and purposes, a disappointing outcome for your team?
Yeah, it's very disappointing, Mike. You know, the last couple of weeks have been, I guess, a little bit up and down and inconsistent so far as practice has been concerned. And, you know, if you could see it coming, I think, for a little while. We'd have good practices, and then we'd have practices where there would be lulls. And, you know, I think for this team right now, we need to focus on getting back to what has made us successful in the past, and that's playing very hard all the time. I think maybe some contentedness has set in a little bit. I think that maybe we've let up and really haven't paid attention to the tasks at hand, and maybe have really bought into a lot of the peripheral stuff. You know, the excitement, the intention that we've been getting here. I think some of that stuff has been creeping in and really taking away our focus and concentration. And we need to get back to to playing good, hard, tough, nose basketball. We really haven't played a solid game for really 2.5 weeks. And, you know, we're going to obviously have some good practices here over Thanksgiving. We're going to have some time to really hone in and get after it, and we're going to really practice hard. As far as yesterday was concerned, I think we came back and really just talked about some of the things that were maybe even warning signs, things that have, you know, maybe we've let slide by a little bit, and really began to address some of those things. Certainly we're talented, but so are a whole bunch of other schools in the conference. And we need to focus on getting back to the things that made us successful at one time.
Mount Marty, the opponent, the Lancers, one of those teams that has gotten better. By the way, it looks they're scoring a little bit more. Their defense is what it normally is. They are not a pushover by any means.
No, Mike, I think this is the best Mount Marty team in the 4 years that I've been here. You know, I think they really do a good job of playing well together. I think the players complement each other well. I don't think they beat themselves. And they do push tempo a little bit more than what they have in the past. Defensively, they pick up full court. They're playing a much different style than they have in the past. And I think some of their players have really bought into that. And they have had some success here early in the season.
What are the areas that you want to see your team do well that first 5 or 10 minutes to set the tone?
I'd just like to see us play as hard as we can. I'd like to see us play unselfish. I'd like to see those things really take place from our end. You know, obviously, as the game itself is concerned, you know, I would like to see us challenge a little bit on the perimeter as far as defense is concerned. I thought Saturday we just got beat off the dribble one-on-one really easily in the second half. I didn't think we competed there like we needed to, so I'd like to see us do that better. And obviously, rebound is going to be something, obviously, that we stress.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening, an odd Tuesday evening, Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball doubleheader. That is to give way to the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And for those of you watching our webcast this evening, you are hearing Mark Christians in the background. He is the public address this evening and being recognized for joining the 1,000 Point Club. And earlier this season is Jordan Vogel. Vogel with over 1,000 points for his career. He did it a couple of weekends ago. And he is joined by current 1,000 Point Club members, Kyle Van Arendonk and Eric Moss, a couple of young men who played for Dort College, spanning the late 90s into the early 2000s for Eric Moss, and in the early 2000s for Kyle Van Arendonk. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And we will be getting to our national anthem in just a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Let's pause for our national anthem. Christ and Christ, oh. Our national anthem sung by Scott Visser this evening. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's men's college basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Mount Marty, they will start number 10, Saladin Smith. Saladin Smith averaging 10.3 points per game. He's a 6'1 sophomore from St. Louis, Missouri. Number 12 is Chris Richardson, a 5'8 junior from Convent, Louisiana, averaging 5.8 points per game. Scott Oderkirk wears number 14. He averages 6 points per game. He's a 6'4 senior from Layton, Utah. Joe Heave is a 6'3 senior from Chamberlain, South Dakota. He wears number 20. He is averaging 12.8 points per game. And Austin Harms is a 6'6 junior from Lenox, South Dakota, averaging 7.8 points per game. Mount Marty is coached by longtime head coach Jim Thorson. For the defenders, they will start number 11, Cliff Warner, a 5'11 senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 13.9 points per game. Number 23 is Sean Kaiser, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 9 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 11.3 points per contest. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 8.4 points per game. And Jordan Vogel wears number 43. He's a 6'7 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 14.1 points per outing. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders in their home white jerseys, while the Mount Marty Lancers in their way navies with yellow numbers trimmed out in white. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Just about set for basketball. Jordan Vogel to jump it up against Austin Harms. Both teams defending the tip, and it's one out by Mount Marty. Lancers control the opening tap with the basketball as Saladin Smith. Smith passes it over to Joe Heave. Heave with the basketball back over to Smith. Smith, Oderkirk, around the horn they go. Right side it comes, Smith. Smith to Oderkirk. Oderkirk, they go down low. Shot in the lane is up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the outlet pass over to Cliff. Cliff goes left side, Vogel. Vogel on the baseline. Jordan with the basketball. Feeds it out front, Kaiser. Kaiser has to track it down in the corner. Kaiser goes back left side, Walterstorff on the wing. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner spins it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg takes it in. Hard off the dribble. Nothing there. Looks for the cutter. Kaiser. Kaiser left-handed hook in the lane is good. Sean Kaiser with the two-point basket. Dort College on the board first. 2-0. With it left side, they go. Lancers, Oderkirk. Ball kicked, and we've got a violation charge to the Dort College defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. .1902 remaining. Dort College will defend on the inbounds pass. Lancers to throw it in. This is Joe Heave. Heave to trigger it. Heave passes over the top, and they find Saladin Smith. Smith goes left side. Three on the way is good. Three-point basket for Chris Richardson, and the Lancers have their first lead of the ballgame at 3-2. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg feeds it out front to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Lindberg. Lindberg puts it on the floor. Back over to Cliff. Cliff underneath intended for Vogel. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, this Mount Marty team, several new players as opposed to the squad we saw in a couple of outings last year in which Dort College was victorious. Walterstorff with the basketball on the baseline. Trevor into the lane. His short shot is good. Trevor Walterstorff with his first field goal of the day. Dort College leads 4-3. Well, one thing about this Great Plains Athletic Conference Obviously, the opposing teams have not stood still after Dort College won the conference last year. Inside pass, shot is up and down for Austin Harms. Harms makes it 5-4, Mount Marty in front. Underneath Vogel, Vogel, shot is blocked, rebound taken away by the Lancers. Lancers off and running, and a charging foul called. No, they're going to call blocking foul on Cliff Warner. So the blocking foul called on Cliff Warner. Lancers will inbound the basketball, leading 5-4. Certainly looked like Cliff was set, but the foul call charged. Here's Oderkirk. Oderkirk kick out. Harms. Harms. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Gets it away to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court, Kaiser. Kaiser's pass is tipped and saved in by the Lancers. Lancers come away with a turnover. Coming back the other way is Richardson. Richardson with the basketball. Richardson passes left side over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith gives it up to Oderkirk. Oderkirk comes back left side. This is Harms. Harms, Oderkirk. Oderkirk lost it. Traveled with it, and he's called for the travel. Pat Anderson got the call underneath the basket. Took just a split second after Oderkirk shuffled his feet. But the travel violation, Dort College gets the basketball back. Ball's inbounded to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up against Harms. Now the ball's tipped and controlled by the Lancers. Ahead it goes Harms. Harms shot blocked by Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Into the front court is Warner. Warner passes through the lane and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Now they will come in and say, no, it's Dort College basketball. So Dort College has it right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 17:08 remaining. First half. Pass comes into Walt. Walt jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low for Severs. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, three ball, no good. Rebound tapped out and last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5-4, our score. Mount Marty in front. Now they're going to come in and overrule and give the ball to Mount Marty instead. 16:52 remaining. New player checking in for Mount Marty. This will be Jose Pena Benjamin. Checking out of the contest is Joe Heeb. And the ball inbounded to Saladin Smith. Smith with the basketball. There you go, right side. On the wing is Richardson. Richardson puts it on the deck. Dort College comes out to match up with him. Three ball on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner, 20 feet from the hoop. Coming back the other way is Cliff. Cliff back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff, three ball in and out, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Mount Marty, I believe. Foul's going to go on Jose Pena Benjamin, his first. Team foul number one on the Lancers as well. Warner will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner looking to trigger, gets it into Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. His pass is tipped. Picked up by Walterstorff. 30 to shoot for the defenders and a hand check called on the Lancers. Foul's going to go on Richardson. So Chris Richardson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number two on the Lancers. Checking into the contest is Jeff Larson. Larson checks in. Harms checks out. Ball inbounded to Chris Severs. Severs with the basketball on the high post. He comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side, Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Severs. Severs backing up. Puts it up with the right hand, and he gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. So Severs will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Oderkirk whistled for the personal, his first. So Severs will try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leads 6-5. Free throw on the way for Chris out of the knee bend. It's up and down. Seavers, a 63% free throw shooter, now 16 of 25 this season. Dort College leads 7-5. In the backcourt with the basketball is Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin with the basketball. Pass goes right side, Oderkirk. Oderkirk gives it up, Smith. Smith out front. He feeds it left wing over to Larson. Larson with the basketball, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin gives it up, left side Larson. Larson facing up against Walthersdorf. Back over to Pena Benjamin. 17-footer from straight on is good. 7-7 our score. Dort College and Mount Marty tied up. Tyler Walthersdorf passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi over to Warner. Warner, left side Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Seavers. Seavers puts it up and a short-armed it. No good with a left hand. Here comes Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way and they throw it away. Ball's thrown away by Chris Richardson. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking into the contest, Scott Sellers. Checking out is Chris Richardson. So Richardson threw it away on the other end. Now he checks out of the ball game. Walthersdorf into the front court. Tyler gives it off to Cliff Warner. Warner guarded there by Scott Sellers. Sellers on the defense. They go high post Walthersdorf. Tyler looking for the cut. Gives it off to Trevor. Trevor, finger roll, good. Trevor Walthersdorf makes it a 9-7 lead for Dort College. 15 minutes left to go, first half. Pena Benjamin with it, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Chris Seavers. Seavers whistled for the personal. Team foul number two on the defenders. So Seavers and Trevor check out of the ball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Chevy Fisher checks in for Oderkirk. Mount Marty to inbound the basketball. Looking, still looking, and the pass over the top, and the Lancers will track it down to the backcourt. This is Scott Sellers. Sellers guarded there by Kachi. He goes right side back over to Pena Benjamin. Right side Fisher. Fisher, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin shovels it off. Layup is good for Jeff Larson. 9-9 our score. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner gives it off Kachi. Kachi back over to Cliff. Cliff tries to go high post to Vogel, and he wasn't expecting it. And now Kachi is fouled on the play near midcourt by Scott Sellers. Sellers whistled for the personal, his first, team foul number four. So Tyler Walthersdorf will inbound the basketball. Checking out of the contest is Smith. Checking in is Joe Heap. So Heap back in. Mount Marty mixing and matching right now. 35 seconds, the fresh shot clock after the foul call. Warner with the basketball. He's across half court. Cliff gets a screen out front, gives it off to Vogel. Vogel drives in, and he's fouled on the play. Jordan will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So the blocking foul called on Mount Marty. Jeff Larson, foul number one on him. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line for a pair. He's a 61% free throw shooter right now. Reese Beaver and Nathan Rindles checking in for the defenders. Vogel makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Warner and Kachi will check out. A second free throw on the way for Jordan Vogel. So Vogel eyes it and flies it and buys it. Jordan Vogel with a pair of free throws. Defenders lead 11-9. Back we go the other way. Mount Marty with the basketball. Heeb gives it off to Sellers. Sellers to Fisher. Round the horn they go. Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin on the left wing with it. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Heeb. Heeb to Sellers. Sellers guarded there by Rindles. Left side pass. Pena Benjamin. He had a 17-footer earlier. He's going to try to go in off the dribble. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles ahead to Beaver. Beaver tries to feed it ahead to Vogel, and it's taken away. Here comes Mount Marty. Sellers with the basketball. Dort College, an ill-advised pass. Sellers gives underneath Larson. Larson goes into the corner. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-point basket for Chevy Fisher, and Mount Marty regains the lead at 12-11. into the front court with the basketball is Tyler Waltersdorf. He goes right side over to Reese Beaver. Beaver with a basketball, Kaiser. Kaiser, left side, Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler puts it down low, puts it up in traffic, and a blocking foul called on Mount Marty and Chevy Fisher. Fisher whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. So two free throws on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf. First free throw is up and no good. So Tyler with another one on the way. Trying to tie it up at 12-12. Trevor's in, Sean is out. That's Trevor Waltersdorf for Sean Kaiser. Tyler Waltersdorf, 1-for-2 now for the season from the free throw line. And he's got another one coming. This one's up and down. So Tyler makes 1-of-2, knots it up. Lindbergh is in. Tyler is out. So Kyle Lindbergh in, Tyler Waltersdorf out. We're tied up 12-12. Lancer basketball. Ball deflected in the backcourt. Beaver goes after it, and Beaver, trying to tap it away, gets called for the personal foul. 55-51 our score. Sievers is in. Vogel is out. Kachi is in. Beaver is out. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Sievers, Kachi, Rindles, Trevor Waltersdorf, and Lindbergh. Lancers facing full court pressure defense by the defenders. Ball inbounded to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin into the front court. He'll drive in. Missed it. No good on the layup. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. Kyle stops. Gives it over to Kachi. He'll set. Fire three. Get in there. Three-point basket. Boy, Austin Kachi, his first of the night. Dort College leads 15-12. With it on the left side. Lancer basketball. They come back over to Harms. Harms on the right wing. Dort College with a three-point advantage, 15-12. Lancers, Pena Benjamin. He missed a shot moments ago on a layup attempt. Going a little too fast. Joe Heeb with it on the right side. They go underneath. Shot is up. Hangs on the rim, and it drops through for Jeff Larson. 15-14, Dort College up by a point. Nathan Rindles will bring it up. They trap. Gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi fires another three. No good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jeff Larson. That's number two on him. 12-11 left to play in the first half. Free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh to shoot a pair. That was foul number two on Jeff Larson. Larson off of the bench, averaging 7.8 points per game. He's got four this evening, does Larson, but he's going to have to check out with two personal fouls. First free throw by Lindbergh is good. Lindbergh averaging 8.4 points per game. Rindles will check out. Warner checks in. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh, trying to extend the lead back to three. Free throw on the way is up and good. So Lindbergh makes them both, and the defender lead is 17-14. Into the front court we go. Lancer basketball on the right side, Oderkirk. Oderkirk picks up his dribble, guarded there by Sievers. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this.
Students learn the best with personal, individual attention. You won't find that at a big university, but you will find it at Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. Students build close relationships with their professors and get the help and guidance they need. Dort College will give you an excellent Christian education, a sense of belonging, and a wide variety of activities. Don't get lost in the crowd. Get involved. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
You're listening. listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Mount Marty forced to use a timeout there to preserve the possession. Mount Marty with new players on the floor. That was Saladin Smith who took it in. Dort College blocked it. Here comes Trevor Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff gets it over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, 17-footer, missed it, left it short. Saladin Smith goes up, loses the handle on it, gets it back over to Severs, does Dort College and Trevor Walterstorff, and Smith that time collided with his own teammate. That was T.J. Johnson, and Smith came down hard on his backside, lost the ball, had the wind knocked out of him at the least. And the Dort College training staff will saunter over. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws as he was fouled on the play. Eventually going up for the shot, Chevy Fisher will check into the ballgame. Smith will check out for the time being. So Fisher will check in, as will Scott Sellers. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So free throws on the way for Severs, the senior, with 3 points this evening. 11:40 left to go in the first half. Dort College 17, Mount Marty 14. Biggest lead for Dort College has been 3 on a couple different occasions. They have the opportunity to extend the lead here. Free throw is up, and the free throw by Severs is good. Severs with 4 points. Oderkirk checks back in for Mount Marty. So another free throw on the way for Severs. Dort College trying to extend the lead to 5. Free throw by Chris is up and rattles it in. So Severs, 18 of 27 now for the season, steadily getting that free throw line to rise. He's 3 for 3 tonight. Lancer basketball left side. This is Harms. Harms on the wing. Harms gets it over to T.J. Johnson. Johnson, round the horn they go, top of the key, Sellers. Sellers will put it on the deck one time. Now he stops on the left elbow. Comes back over right side over to Fisher. Fisher to Sellers. Sellers with the basketball. Sellers will put up the long three and hit it. Scott Sellers with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 19-17. We approach the 11-minute mark. Pass goes over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the right wing. Comes over to Walterstorff, reversal, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh spots up, three of his own, in and out, no good. Rebound, though, tapped by Walterstorff, kept it alive. Severs, shot no good, gathers himself, put back is good. Credit Trevor Walterstorff with keeping that ball alive. Dort College leads 21-17. Severs gets the shot to go. Severs now with 7 points. Lancer basketball, Joe Heave. Heave on the right wing. They've got a mismatch down low if they can see it. Sellers down to the baseline. Dort College gets the mismatch taken care of as Warner was guarding a post player for a moment. With the basketball is Heave. Heave to Sellers. Hit a three moments ago. Comes back over to Chevy Fisher. His three, no good. Rebound taken down by Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Here come the defenders. Leading by 4. Comes the left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Back over to Austin. Comes back right side, Warner. Warner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Drives baseline. Hesitates. Kicks into the corner. And it's thrown away. Kachi had to go after it. It was an errant pass. Layup is up. No good. Rebound cleared. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Walterstorff. Outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College pressing the issue. Warner on the left side. No look pass underneath Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with a half dozen. Dort College leads 23-17. The assist to Cliff Warner. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Defenders leading. Into the lane, short jumper. Tough shot is good. Two-point basket for Austin Harms. So Austin Harms with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is 23-19. Lindbergh saves it in, but Dort College didn't see it coming back in. A shot no good on the other end. Rebound taken away by Fisher. Here comes Dort College. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. They'll use their first timeout of the ballgame. 23-19, Dort College with the lead and the basketball after the timeout when we resume right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He passes right side Tyler Waltersdorf. They pass it to Rendles, so Rendles and Warner on the floor at the same time. Here's Vogel. Muscles it up, muscles it down. Four for Vogel. Dort College back in front. 25-19. They're up by six, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Lancer basketball. They stop, pass left side, Fisher. Fisher with the basketball. Fisher, they go underneath. Shot short-armed it. No good. Rebound tap controlled by Rendles. Here comes the freshman from Denver. Rendles passes left side. Three on the way. Tyler Waltersdorf, no good. Rebound taken away. Weak side by Chris Richardson. Dort College does not have their outside shot going this evening. Dort College 25, Mount Marty 19. Lancers driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for the block. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It is a 50-50 call, and it is oftentimes the flip of a coin. Certainly looked to me like Vogel was set. But, as I've said so many times, mine is not the opinion that matters. Dort College by six. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Austin Harms misses the first free throw attempt. He's got another one coming. Another free throw coming for Austin Harms. This one's up, and he gets it to hang on the rim, and it drops through. It's a five-point lead for the defenders at 25-20. Bringing the basketball up will be Tyler Waltersdorf against Pena Benjamin. He rides in the whole way. Rendles passes left side, Warner. Warner to Vogel. They double down on him. Now they retreat. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff to Vogel. Vogel taps it back out to Cliff. Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser tries to feed Vogel down low. Dort College relentless on that side of the floor, trying to work the mismatch. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 7:55 on the game clock. Warner to inbound the basketball. Cliff, the senior from Altoona. Ball's tapped out of bounds by Pena Benjamin. Dort College will inbound again. Another opportunity for Dort College to inbound. TJ Johnson checks in. Joe Heeb will check out. Throwing the ball in will be Warner. Warner to Traeger. Looking. Gets it into Kaiser out front. Sean over the basketball. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Feeds Warner. Warner. Head fake. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled. Kaiser fed him. Warner got fouled. Foul on the play called on Pena Benjamin is his second. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. So Warner will shoot a pair of free throws here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College is in the double bonus from here on out as well. Free throw is up, short, no good. Warner, a 76% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. So another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Cliff makes one of two. And the defenders back in front by six at 26-20. 7:42 and counting. Comes over to Pena Benjamin at the point. Right side TJ Johnson. TJ Johnson, they give it up. Three-point shot straight on. Now the ball tapped and saved in by Johnson. Over to Pena Benjamin. Endort College will get the basketball back as the ball is kicked out of bounds. Pena Benjamin will check out of the ballgame. Dort College basketball, Vogel, Kaiser, Rendles, Warner, and Tyler Waltersdorf on the floor right now for the defenders. Warner wants to bring it up himself against Saladin Smith. Gets it over the top to Tyler. Tyler driving in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 3 points. Dort College leads 28-20, 7-10 and counting, first half. Chris Richardson with the basketball, playing with the right sleeve, the sleeve on the right arm. Passes it over to Smith. Smith to Richardson. Richardson with the basketball. Richardson Comes back over left side, and we've got a foul called on Sean Kaiser before the shot. Jeff Larson bullying his way to the basket. Sean picks up his first. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. Kaiser, Tyler, Walterstorff, and Rindles check out of the ballgame. Mount Marty will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College has one foul to give. They throw the ball in over the top, and chasing it down to the backcourt will be Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith comes right side to Richardson. Richardson up front to Larson. Larson with the basketball. Three-pointer on the way. Is off the heel. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Dort College with an opportunity to get a little separation here, leading 28-20. 6:42 remaining. Kachi will bring it across half court. Dort College with the basketball. Warner comes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball on the right wing. Cliff has the basketball. Looking out front, Kachi. Kachi might have traveled with it. Came to a crow hop. No call made. Lindbergh comes back over to Vogel, and Vogel was calling for the ball. Lindbergh didn't feed it to him, and Vogel gets called for 3 seconds in the lane. 6:24 left to go in the first half. Dort College 28, Mount Marty 20. Lancers have the basketball. Smith. Smith goes to Harms. Harms with the ball. They go underneath. Get the return pass to Harms. Harms shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken back by Harms. They go to a posting up. Saladin Smith. His shot off of the window. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi over to Warner. Here comes Dort College pressing the issue again. Cliff into the front court. Left side, Kachi. Kachi back over to Cliff. Cliff, Trevor. Trevor, curl cut. Kick out. Back over to Warner. Warner off the bounce. 17-footer. Can't get it to go. Tap by Lindbergh. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points. Dort College extends the lead to double digits at 30-20. 5:38 left to play in the first half. Saladin Smith passes over to Richardson. Richardson into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back to T.J. Johnson. Johnson to Smith. Smith on the left wing. 20 to shoot for the Lancers. Smith trying to drive on Warner. Puts up the pull-up. 17-footer. Knuckleballed it up there. No good, but the rebound is out long. Taken down by T.J. Johnson. He beats the defenders to the spot. Gives on the dish to Larson. Larson with 6. Dort College leads 30-22. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle picks up his dribble. Passes out to Vogel. Vogel facing up. Vogel gives it back over to Trevor. Trevor, Kachi. Kachi right side. It comes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down to the baseline. Lost the handle on it. Picks it back up. Gives back over to Vogel. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Dort College facing up. Warner. Warner three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner with 4 points. Dort College leads 33-22. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame. 4:38 left to go in the half. Let's see if Dort College can build on the lead, continue the momentum into the halftime. Dort College up. Saladin Smith working against Warner. Smith passes left side over to T.J. Johnson. Johnson gives to Richardson. Richardson off the bounce. He spins. Nothing there. Cut off. He gives it back over to Larson. Larson feeds. Taken away by Walt. Walt with the basketball. Trevor into the front court. Trevor. Cliff. Cliff. Long two. Well, they give him 3. 3-point basket. Cliff Warner, he's got 7 in the defender's lead, 36-22. Dort College pushing the ball into the front court, and they get a 3-pointer by Cliff Warner to make it 36-22. Mount Marty uses 8 timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College, since the 10-minute mark, on a 13-3 run to push a 4-point lead up to 14. Mount Marty has the basketball after the timeout. Mount Marty exhausting their second timeout of the basketball game. With it out front is T.J. Johnson. Johnson passes right side. They give it up to Smith. Smith with the ball. Smith has it poked away by Cliff Warner. Taken back by Smith. 12 to shoot. They dump it off to Pena Benjamin. His shot no good. Shot blocked by Severs. On the putback attempt by Larson. 31 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Pena Benjamin. Layup attempt no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh heading back the other way with the basketball. Kyle into the front court. Stops. Gives over to Kachi. Kachi, Walterstorff. Let's see if they can find the hot hand again. Severs, no look pass. Lindbergh, dunk. Kyle Lindbergh with 6 points. Dort College leads 38 28-22. 3:10 remaining, first half. Dort College trying to build on what was a double-digit lead not long ago. It's been blown up. It's still double digits. It's a little bit wider, though. Ball poked away by Warner. Baseline jumper is up and good, and that stops the run for the time being. T.J. Johnson with the two-point basket, and the Dort College run is over at 8. Pass goes left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Severs, and Severs is fouled on the play by Pena Benjamin, and he can't believe it. Certainly looked like it from my vantage point, but he pleads his case, picks up his third foul, and Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 7 points for Severs. Dort College leads 38-24. 2:44 left to play in the half. Let's see if the defenders can close the half out well.
Why leave your college campus to find fun things to do when you can...
Free throw on the way for Severs is up and down. So Chris, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 19-for-28 now. And that free throw success rate continuing to climb for Severs. I said it over the weekend, when you looked at some of those free throw numbers, you were disappointed with the low percentage. But if you have a good night or two, you can raise them dramatically in one time play or one game or two. Misses the second free throw. Dort College leads 39-24. Lancers basketball. Saladin Smith with it. Smith with the basketball. 2.5 left to play in the half. Smith looking. Gets it back over. Left side. Three-pointer is up and down for Richardson. That's his second of the ballgame. 39-27. Dort College by a dozen. Cliff Warner into the front court. Cliff has the basketball. He's out front. Passes right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, Vogel. Vogel spins in the lane. His short shot is good. Jordan Vogel with 6 points. Dort College leads 41-27. Lancer basketball, Joe Hebe. Hebe gives to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith thinks about the three. He'll pull the trigger. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser, long pass taken away by the Lancers and Chris Richardson, and Richardson steps on the sideline. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. 41-27 our score. 1:51 left to go in the half. So Dort College with the basketball, Reese Beaver. Beaver picks up his dribble, goes Vogel, high post, now Cliff. Cliff on the right wing. Comes back over to Severs, looks for the high-low, underneath for Vogel, and it's tapped away and controlled by the Lancers. Mount Marty comes up with the basketball. No-look pass, down low, tapped and controlled by Mount Marty. Stepping up, shooting a three, no. They kick it out left side, and a three-point basket for Chevy Fisher. He's got 9. And the Dort College lead is 41-30. 1:13 remaining. Pass goes left side to Beaver. Beaver left side to Warner. Warner with a basketball. Warner gets a ball screen. Passes out front. Severs. Severs looks for Vogel. Vogel spinning. Puts up the short shot. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And now it's the Mount Marty bench's turn not to believe it. And the Dort College defenders will go to the free throw line with Jordan Vogel shooting a pair. Dort College leading 41-30. Exactly a minute left to go in this first half. 60 seconds on the clock. Free throw by Vogel is up and good. Vogel with 7 first half points. Chris Severs checks out. Another free throw on the way. Tyler Waltersdorf checks into the ballgame. Severs checks out. Trying to make it a 13-point difference again. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good by Vogel. Vogel this evening, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 43-30. Let's see if they can get a stop, and then the last shot of the half. Lancer basketball, Richardson. Richardson, pull-up jumper from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner clears it out. He's going to press the issue into the front court. Left side, Beaver. Beaver looking down low for Vogel. Comes back over to Kaiser. Quick three is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers with the basketball and losing it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball as it was kicked out of bounds by Saladin Smith. Dort College by 13. Beaver is out. Kachi is in. Dort College can hold for the final shot if they want. Kaiser will check out of the ballgame. Waltersdorf will check in. So Cliff Warner will bring the basketball up for the defenders. The difference between the shot clock and the game clock, negligible. Pass goes right side, Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel, left side, Warner. Warner looking down low. Instead comes out front, Tyler Walterstorff. 20 on the shot clock. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner, left side, Walterstorff. That's Tyler, Trevor, that is. Now to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner attacking the basket. 7 seconds remaining in the half. Gives to Walt. Walt in the lane. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up. No good. And they're going to call a shot clock violation. Shot clock violation on the defenders. And that's going to be the end of the half, I believe. The difference between the shot clock and the game clock was less than a second. .9 on the game clock is what they say. And the Lancers will inbound the basketball. So the Lancers will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them, .9 of a second to work with. Lancers get it inbounded, and a desperation heave at the buzzer is no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 43, Mount Marty 30. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College has led most of the first half. We were tied at 7-9-12. Dort College trailed at 1 point, 12-11. They took the lead at 15-12. And pushed the lead up to double digits for the first time at 33-22 on a three-point basket. That was part of a 8-0 run that got Dort College up by 16, 38-22. Dort College takes a 13-point lead into the halftime locker room, up 43-30. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College led unofficially by Chris Severs and Jordan Vogel with 8 points apiece, while the Mount Marty Lancers are topped by Chris Richardson, Jeff Larson, and Chevy Fisher with 6 points apiece unofficially. Back with a look at the official halftime numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders lead Mount Marty at halftime, 43-30 in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Here are the official numbers. Dort College, 14 of 27 in the first half, 51.9%. 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%. 12 of 15 on free throws, 80%. Mount Marty, 12 of 32 from the floor, 37.5%. 5 of 11 on three-pointers, 45.5%. 1 of 2 on free throws for 50%. Dort College has out-rebounded Mount Marty 25-9. Turnovers, Dort College 10, Mount Marty 6. That number probably a little too high for the defenders in the first half of play. Dort College is led by Jordan Vogel with 8 points. Chris Severs has 8 points. 7 points for Cliff Warner. 6 for Trevor Walterstorff. 6 for Kyle Lindberg. He's been active on the glass. Austin Kachi and Tyler Walterstorff with 3 points apiece. From Mount Marty, 6 points each for Jeff Larson, Chevy Fisher, and Chris Richardson. 5 for Austin Harms, 3 for Scott Sellers, 2 for Jose Pena Benjamin, 2 for TJ Johnson for their total of 30. No one for Mount Marty with more than a rebound each. For Dort College, Trevor Walterstorff has 7 rebounds, 4 of them offensive. Kyle Lindberg has 4 rebounds, 3 of them offensive. 4 rebounds for Austin Kachi, all of them defensive. Kyle Lindberg, 2 assists and a block shot. No one else with more than 1 assist or 1 steal. Chris Severs credited with 2 block shots in the first half. Mount Marty, 2 assists for Saladin Smith. They have 6 assisted baskets out of their total of 12. Dort College with 7 assists out of their total of 14. 2 steals each for Joe Heeb, Austin Harms, and Chris Richardson. for the Lancers, who find themselves down 43-30 at halftime of this men's college basketball game. Let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Women's basketball scores in from earlier tonight. It was Briarcliff over Doan, 73-67. Mount Marty over Dort, 55-51. Hastings over Midland by four as well, 55-51. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 91-61. Morningside over Northwestern, 72-70. Standings look like this heading into Thanksgiving. Briarcliff 3-0 in the conference. Concordia and Morningside both 2-0. Dort College, Mount Marty, and Hastings all 1-1. Northwestern 1-2. Nebraska Wesleyan and Dakota Wesleyan 0-1. Doan 0-2. Midland 0-2 in women's basketball. Halftime scores from the conference. Doan leads Briarcliff 44-40. And Dort leads Mount Marty 43-30. That's the game you're listening to. Early in the second half, Northwestern leads Morningside 58-41 in a game being played in Orange City this evening. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nebraska Wesleyan over Concordia at halftime, 29-22. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're at halftime. Dort men have just come out of the locker room, getting set for the second half, while the Mount Marty men have not made their reappearance yet. Coach Jim Thorson spending a little extra time in the locker room. Still about 5 minutes to go till the second half begins, though. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Saturday, Dort College women on the road as they face the York Panthers. York, Nebraska, 2 o'clock start time. You'll hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Next Wednesday, Dort College on the road in GPAC play, facing Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. 6 o'clock start time for the women's game, 8 o'clock start time for the men's contest. Next home game is 2 weeks from tomorrow, when the defenders host Northwestern in GPAC play. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with second half action right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It will be Dort College basketball when we resume play here in the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Dort College basketball, as they'll try to expand what was at one point a 16-point lead and currently stands at 13. So Dort College will inbound the basketball again as we didn't get the shot clock fired up in time. Lindbergh inbounds the basketball to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner with it out front. Cliff has the basketball. He passes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing. Kaiser to Vogel. Vogel posting up. Spins. Layup good. Jordan Vogel with 10 points. And the Dort College defender lead is 45-30. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders was 16. They currently lead by 15. Pass goes down low and they post Cliff Warner up. And Saladin Smith gets his first 2 points of the ballgame. 45-32. The two teams exchanging two-point baskets. Both on post-up plays. Both looking remarkably different, though, as Mount Marty went to a guard to post up. Our score. Mount Marty gets the ball back after Dort College gets called for an illegal screen. Lancers with the basketball. Heave goes right side. They get it back over to Richardson. Richardson to a posting up. Austin Harms. Harms shot no good, but a foul on the play. Austin Harms will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf. That's his first. 45-32, Dort College leading. Mount Marty with free throws, though. Austin Harms, 1-for-2 from the charity stripe this evening. Now 1-for-3. Harms is a 78% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Another free throw on the way for Harms. Harms with 5 points today. And make it 6 as he makes 1-of-2. 45-33, Dort College with the basketball, and we've got a foul called, a little cheapy called on Chris Richardson. Richardson would like to have that one back as he's called for a foul in the backcourt. Kyle Lindbergh inbound the basketball. Another nice-sized crowd on hand. Student section a little smaller than normal due to the Thanksgiving break starting when classes were over today. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He goes right side. Sean Kaiser with the basketball underneath Vogel. Vogel facing up Oderkirk. Underneath Kaiser. Kaiser feeds it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Waltersdorf on the busted play. Dort College leads 47-33. It did not look pretty until the finish when Waltersdorf was able to scoop it up. Joe Heave to Oderkirk. Oderkirk back over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith to Richardson. Richardson lob pass over the top to Smith. Smith shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Vogel. He hands it off to Cliff. Warner into the front court. Underneath Walt. Walt, soft dunk, good. Trevor Waltersdorf with 10 points. Dort College leads 59-33. Cliff Warner, that's 49-33, beg your pardon. Wishful thinking. Dort College up by 16. 18 minutes left to go in this contest. Left side pass. They go to the back door, cut, layup, tough shot, and getting it to go. That's a pretty athletic play by Harms. He's got 8. And the defenders lead 49-35. Harms caught that ball and somehow managed to get it full speed, softly off of the glass as he was nearly underneath the hoop. Waltersdorf, spin move, layup good. That's not a fair fight. 12 points for Waltersdorf. Dort College leads 51-35. 17:30 remaining in the contest. Smith with the basketball. Smith to Oderkirk. Oderkirk out front, guarded there by Vogel. Kick out, comes back over to Smith. Swing it around left side, Richardson. Richardson with the basketball, Oderkirk. Oderkirk heave. Heave on the left wing. 15 to shoot for the Lancers. They pass it left side to Oderkirk. Oderkirk tries to pass it to Harms, and Harms loses it out of bounds. Pena Benjamin checks in. Checking out will be Chris Richardson. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Mount Marty will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Heave to throw it in. Ball out front. Pena Benjamin. 8 to shoot for the Lancers. They go right side over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith gives it off, right side shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt with the basketball back over to Lindbergh, and diving at the ball is Saladin Smith, and Smith not a wise decision there either. Mount Marty has gotten themselves in a little bit of foul trouble here in the second half with a couple of cheapies in the backcourt. Not cheap in that they weren't fouls, but cheapies in that they were a long ways away from the basket when they committed the fouls. Right side pass, it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball, back over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath, intended for Severs, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. .16:40 and counting, ball game. Hebe with it on the right wing. Hebe goes into the corner to Smith. Smith with the ball. Smith beats it up front, Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin at the free throw line, stops, hesitates, moves in, right hand layup, good. 4 points for Pena Benjamin. Dort College leads 51-37. Kyle Lindbergh into the front court. Lindbergh over to Walt. Walt gives to Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, layup, good. Oderkirk went up to try and block it. Lindbergh finished. He's got eight. Dort College leads 53-37. 16 minutes left to go in regulation. Pena Benjamin with the basketball. He gives it up to Hebe. Hebe with it on the wing. Hebe to Pena Benjamin deep in the left corner. Pena Benjamin guarded there by Walterstorff. They give it to Harms. Harms turn around on the baseline. No good. There, long rebound, though. Loose ball picked up by Severs. Threw it away. Pena Benjamin comes up with it on the steal. Pena Benjamin back over to Smith. Smith drives in, and Dort College. Warner was trying to get out of the way. He's going to get called for the personal foul. Warner picks up his second personal. Tyler Walterstorff in, Austin Kachi in, Sean Kaiser, and Kyle Lindbergh check out. Inbounding will be Joe Hebe, left wing, on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Fresh 35 for Mount Marty to work with. They get it inbounded to Oderkirk. Dort College leading by 16, matching their biggest lead of the game. Smith to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin gives the ball up to Harms. Harms guarded there by Severs. Ball's loose, picked up by Mount Marty. Pena Benjamin comes up with it again. He'll fire up another 18-footer, and he whispers that one through. It doesn't look good out of the hand, but it drops through. He's got six, and the defenders lead 53-39. Into the front court is Tyler Walterstorff with it. Walterstorff right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Walt. That's Trevor. Trevor to Warner. Warner back over to Austin. Austin right side, Tyler. Tyler underneath Trevor. Trevor hangs in the air, finishes, could have got the three-point play opportunity. He doesn't. Dort College leads 55-39. Walterstorff with 14 points this evening. Eight in the second half on four field goals for Walterstorff. He passes underneath Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, there are a ton of new players for Mount Marty from last season when we saw this group. Looking at their roster, Pena Benjamin, a junior from Rahway, New Jersey, he's new. Scott Sellers, he's new. At least I don't remember him from last year. Saladin Smith, St. Louis, Missouri, he's different. He's different from last year. Austin Kachi in the backcourt, gets it away to Tyler Walterstorff ahead, Jordan Vogel. Vogel feeds Warner. Warner steps into the three. Bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner, 10 points. Dort College leads 58-39. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 19. 14-10 remaining in the contest. Pena Benjamin passes over to Smith. Smith down to the baseline, muscles it up, good. Sullivan Smith with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 58-41. Pass comes in to Tyler Walterstorff to Vogel. Vogel, Severs, Severs, Kachi. Kachi, three, no good. Rebound tapped, though. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 13:46 remaining. Dort College leading. Trying to bust it wide open. And Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball left side of the lane. They get it into Vogel. Vogel out front. Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner lob pass Vogel. Vogel tries to feed Severs, and it's taken away by Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin with the basketball on the left side. He goes back over to Saladin Smith into Harms. Harms shot no good. Shot is blocked by Severs. Warner saves it in. Couple of players go up for it, and we've got a foul called on the ball getting saved in. It's going to go on Tyler. Tyler picks up his first. Chris Severs will check out of the ballgame. Cliff Warner checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Rendles, Kachi, Tyler Walterstorff, Lindberg, and Vogel. Dort College playing with a 17-point lead. That's been as many as 19. Smith fouled out front by Kyle Lindberg on the screen. So Lindberg gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Kyle. 13:21 remaining. Pena Benjamin will inbound the basketball. This is Jose Pena Benjamin throwing the ball in. Gets it into Saladin Smith. Saladin stops. Might have double dribbled with it. They get it underneath to Oderkirk. Back over to Pena Benjamin. And Pena Benjamin with a two-point basket. He's got eight. 58-43. Mount Marty trying to chip away at the advantage. Left side pass. Walterstorff and Walterstorff. I beg your pardon, Lindberg. Lindberg feeding Vogel underneath. And that's going to go on Jeff Larson. That's his third. Team foul number three on the Lancers in this half. Rendles to inbound the basketball. Nathan looking, still looking. And the ball is tipped and taken away by Pena Benjamin. And his pass kicked out of bounds by Austin Kachi. Lancers have the basketball, trailing by 15. 12:55 left to go in the game. Dort College by 15. Lancers have it right side. Benjamin. Pena Benjamin goes on the wing. That's TJ Johnson underneath Oderkirk, and we have a foul's called on Tyler Walterstorff, his second. That's team foul number six. .12:40 remaining. TJ Johnson will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lancers to inbound, and now we have a foul called. Sean Kaiser is called for his second personal. Now it'll be one and one time as they call a foul on the inbounds play. Scott Oderkirk will go to the free throw line and will shoot a one and one. 58-43, Dort College by 15. Oderkirk, one and one. The left-hander's free throw is up and good. He's a 63% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. So 12:40 left to go in regulation. That's foul number two on Sean Kaiser. Oderkirk's second free throw is good. So Mount Marty has cut into what was a 19-point lead with six straight points. Dort College was up 58-39. Mount Marty has since scored six in a row. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindberg to throw the ball in. And Lindberg gets it inbounded to Vogel. Vogel gives it back over to Rendles. Rendles with the ball. Rendles gives into the corner. Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball. Got it. Three-point basket. Sean Kaiser. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Sean Kaiser knocks it down from the left corner. And the defenders are back up 16, 61-45. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading by 16. Lancers have the ball. Pass through the lane, deflected, picked up by Smith. Smith in the corner. He's going to drive in, puts it up, and we've got a blocking foul called on Sean Kaiser. That's number three on Sean. Saladin Smith will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Some partial scores. Doan led Briarcliff at halftime, 44-40. Hastings leads Midland and Fremont at halftime, 43-34. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Concordia in men's basketball, 29-22 at halftime. And late in the contest, Northwestern leads Morningside, 92 275. Both free throws up and down for the Lancers. And Saladin Smith, he made them both. He's got 6 points. Came in averaging 10.3 per game. North College leads 61-47. We approach the midpoint of the second half. Kaiser goes right side, Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles down on his knees, and as he tries to regain possession of it, and that turnover forced by T.J. Johnson. 61-47, our score. Into the front court, Johnson. Johnson guarded there by Rindles. Comes back over. This is Jeff Larson with it. Larson to Smith. Smith, kick out pass. Three ball on the way is good. Three-point basket by T.J. Johnson. And the Dort College lead is 61-50. Dort College by 11. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right wing. Feeds it over to Rindles. Rindles, Vogel. Vogel, they double team. No, they don't bring the double team. His turnaround in the lane is short, no good. Here comes the Mount Marty Lancer with a chance to cut the lead to single digits. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. Beg your pardon. Yes, by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Severs and Kachi check into the ballgame. Vogel and Kaiser check out. 11:08 left to play in this game. Dort College leads 61-50. Pass ahead to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf into the corner. Kachi. Kachi rainbow. Can't get it to go. There for the rebound and the putback is Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg with 10 points. Dort College by Baker's dozen. 63-50. 10:50 left to play in the game. Back the other way we go. Saladin Smith, and Smith has 8 points. He drove the lane, laid it up. Into the front court is Lindberg. Lindberg, Warner. Warner gets a ball screen. Kick out, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi gives it up. Lindberg. Lindberg spinning. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi trying to feed it underneath Severs, and it's taken away by Mount Marty. Coming up with it for the Lancers is Saladin Smith. Smith, they get it back left side. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi ahead to Warner. Warner, double clutch, layup good. 65-52, Dort College in front. Midpoint of the second half. 65-52, Dort College in front. Trying to push the lead back up, and now Dort College looks like they might be in a zone. They are in a zone. Looks like a 1-2-2. Dort College showing zone on this possession. Mount Marty with the basketball. This is Smith. Go high post. Harms. Harms. Layup is good. Jeff Larson with a garbage bucket. He's got 8. Dort College leads 65-54. Quickly back the other way. Waltersdorf with it on the baseline. Trevor drives in. His shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mount Marty. It's an 11-point game. Dort College by 11. Lancers have it. Smith. Smith with a basketball. Smith comes back over to Larson. Ball deflected. Kachi after it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Jeff Larson diving after it. Ends up on the sideline touching the basketball, so he is called for out of bounds. Dort College with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Kachi. Kachi gives it to Warner. Dort College with a chance to build on the lead again. They lead by 11. They've led by as many as 19. Kachi gives underneath Severs, and Severs taps it out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Under 9 minutes remaining in the game. So Dort College with an 11-point lead. Mount Marty trying to summon a comeback. Lancers have it. Pena Benjamin gives into the corner to Oderkirk. Oderkirk, come back over to Pena. Well, that's Oderkirk with it again, working against Severs. Puts it up, blocked by Severs. Rebound taken away by Sellers. Mount Marty with the basketball, 12 to shoot. Sellers, step back, now passes out front instead. Comes back over to Benjamin. And Peyton Benjamin is called for traveling. Pena Benjamin, a fiery individual, playing on emotion. York College leading by 11. 65-54 out front. Warner. Warner, three ball. Got it. Cliff Warner knocks down the three from straight on. His fourth dagger of the night. He's got 15 to lead all scorers. And the defenders are back up by 14 at 68-54. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 8-10 and counting. Joe Heave with the basketball. They get it over to Peyton Benjamin. Ball deflected, picked off by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it, gets it back over to Cliff Warner. Here we go. Warner with the basketball. He's out front looking for Severs down low. He drops it in for Severs. Severs spins, shot good. Chris Severs with the two-point basket. He's got 10. Dort College leads 70-54. Back up by 16 are the defenders. 7:40 and counting. Ball game. Benjamin with the basketball. He goes right side to Heave. Heave thought about the three. Drives in. Hesitation move off of glass. Good. Joe Heave with his first 2 points tonight, averaging a team-high 12.8 points per game. He finally gets on the scoring line. Tyler Waltersdorf. It's going to be called for a reach-in on the other end after losing it. Tyler whistled for his third personal. So free throws on the way for Scott Sellers. This will be a 1-1. .723 remaining. Sellers' free throw is up and good. Quite a foul disparity here in the second half. Now, it's one thing if you're playing a team that doesn't play physical defense, but Mount Marty has been whistled for just 12 minutes and 37 seconds of this half. They've been whistled for just three fouls. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Sellers makes them both, and Dort College is back in front by 12, 70-58. So Mount Marty refusing to fade. Waltersdorf gets it away to Tyler. That's Trevor over to Tyler. Now Cliff. Cliff on the wing. Now Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff as we approach the 7 minute mark of the contest. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball. Comes back over to Trevor. Trevor puts it up in traffic. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. I was just going to say, I don't know what you've got to do to draw the foul, but they give the foul on the play to Mount Marty and Scott Utterkirk, his third. And Trevor Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot the free throw. He's got 16. So Trevor Waltersdorf, a 66% free throw shooter, shooting his first free throw of the evening. And it hasn't been because he hasn't been around the hoop, drawn contact. He's got 17 as he makes the free throw. 73-258. 7 minutes up to go in the contest. Out front with it is Sellers. Sellers goes over to Joe Heave. Heave comes left side, Utterkirk. Utterkirk gives it up. They kick it outside to Richardson. Richardson three, missed it, no good. Wow. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers, Utterkirk. Utterkirk working in against Tyler Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Sellers. Sellers with the basketball. Sellers to Fisher. Fisher to Heave. Heave, fade away, good. Joe Heave with 4 points. Dort College leads 73-60. Pass over the top is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf will check out of the ballgame. Sean Kaiser checks in. Chris Severs checks out. So on the floor for the defenders, it'll be, looks like the original starting five. Kaiser, Waltersdorf, Warner, Vogel, and Lindbergh. 6:19 and counting. 73-60, Dort College by 13. Right side pass, Utterkirk. Utterkirk looking down low. It's guarded by Jordan Vogel. Vogel playing off him to drive. They get it back over to Sellers. Sellers to Oderkirk, 15 to shoot. Oderkirk on the baseline. Kick out pass comes back to Sellers. Sellers tried to pass it off to Oderkirk, and he kicked it out of bounds. Dort College basketball. Dort College leads 73-60, 5:52 remaining in the contest. Warner with the basketball, gets it ahead to Walthersdorf, over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh across half court. Kyle to set the offense for the defenders. He goes right side Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff off the dribble, left side. Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Vogel. Vogel has his jersey nearly ripped off, loses the ball on the way up, and Mount Marty gets the basketball back. And now a blocking foul call. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 5:28 remaining, Dort College 73, Mount Marty 60. Free throws on the way for Joe Heap. Double bonus time here for Mount Marty in the second half. They've still got two fouls to give before Dort College is in the bonus. First free throw by Heap is good, 73-61. Another free throw coming. Beaver is in, Kaiser is out. It's foul number four on Sean Kaiser. So Beaver will check in and get some run here. 5:28 left to play. A second free throw on the way for Heeb. This one's up and missed it, no good. Five-point night for Heeb thus far. Steal by Mount Marty. Lancers come up with it. Sullivan Smith with it. Goes to Oderkirk on the short corner. And a foul called on the short corner against Vogel. Now, I'm not going to argue that there wasn't a foul call. And free throws on the way for Jeff Larson. Free throw on the way is up and good for Larson. 9 points for Larson, 73-62. 5:18 remaining. Another free throw coming for Larson. This one's up and good. So Larson makes them both. And the defenders lead 73-63. Mount Marty calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Call.
Told you who is officiating tonight's basketball game. They are Randy Hagedorn, Pat Anderson, and Trent Lovewell calling the infractions tonight. 73-63, Dort College leading by 10. Walthersdorf ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Now a fast break for the defenders. Right side pass, three-pointer. Beaver in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty, and they've got a chance to bring it to single digits at the five-minute mark. Heeb on the left side with it. Heeb gives it back over to Saladin Smith. Smith with the ball. Smith back over to Heeb. Heeb to Oderkirk. Oderkirk with the basketball. Dort College needs a stop. 19 seconds on the shot clock. They drop it inside. And losing it out of bounds is Larson. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jeff Larson lost it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lancers showing full court pressure defense. 4:42 remaining. Mount Marty has cut the lead down to 10 at 73-63. Still a long ways to go in this one. Kyle Lindbergh will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of him. Right now you've got the starting five minus Kaiser plus Beaver. 4:42. They'll inbound Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it into Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf in the backcourt. Back over to Kyle. Kyle, three players around him. And a reach-in foul called on Saladin Smith. Smith whistled for the personal. Well, it appears my opinion of the foul calls, I'm not the only one with it. Lindbergh goes right side Beaver. Beaver with the basketball back to Warner. Comes back left side, Lindbergh on the wing. Kyle has it, goes over to Walt. Walt down to the baseline, and a foul on the play. Foul's called on Chris Richardson. That's foul number three on Richardson. And the Dort College defenders leading by 10. And Reese Beaver will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Fresh 35 again for the Dort College defenders. They get it into Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner feeds it off for Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf is stripped on the way up. Three fouls on one possession. Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I don't know if there was a conference that happened while we were away at the timeout. I wasn't paying close enough attention, but Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. And suddenly Dort College is in the bonus. Walthersdorf with 17 points. Free throw by Trevor off the heel, no good. Walthersdorf makes about 2 out of 3. 66%. He's 1 for 2 right now. If he makes this one, he's at 66%, trying to make it an 11-point ball game. Free throw by Trevor is up, and that one rattles, won't go in. Rebound tapped out, though, taken by Vogel. Vogel had it ripped away, out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Dort College misses on the opportunity to build the lead up. Now with 4:14 remaining, Mount Marty has the basketball back. Bringing the ball up is Saladin Smith. Smith, they give it to Oderkirk. Oderkirk to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin gives it to Smith. Smith will drive in, and a charging foul called on Saladin Smith. And a technical foul called. Who's it going to go on is my question. If it's Pena Benjamin, the personal foul goes on Saladin Smith. His third. And the technical foul is going to go on Austin Harms. And that brings to a grand total of 5 fouls called in the last 30 seconds or so on Mount Marty. Cliff Warner will shoot free throws. And I believe Dort College will maintain possession of the basketball. First free throw by Cliff is off the mark, no good. Got another one coming. So Cliff with a free throw on the way, trying to make it 11, and he misses that one. 3:57 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College has missed their last 4 free throw attempts. They worked awfully hard to get to that point. Now they aren't capitalizing. 3 timeouts remaining each team. Lindbergh gets the ball inbounded to Walt. Walt with the basketball in the backcourt, and the ball is tapped away. Out of bounds, last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. 3:54 remaining in the game. Throwing the ball in will be Lindbergh. Let's see if somebody can break long for the defenders. They don't. Cliff Warner has it in the backcourt. They get it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh across the half-court stripe to Walthersdorf. Somebody's got to step forward and make a shot for the defenders here. Dort College leads by 10, 73-63. Cliff Warner, are you the one? No. Tapped by Vogel, by Lindbergh, over to Vogel. Vogel off the glass, no good. Vogel gets it back. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin driving in. Lays it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound fought for, and now foul called on Trevor Walthersdorf. That's foul number 2 on Trevor. And I believe we're going to have a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Mount Marty. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 3:23 left to go in the game. Dort College leads 73-63. Free throws on the way for Scott Oderkirk. He's got a couple of made free throws already this evening. 3:23 left to play. Trying to make it a single-digit game, and he does. 9-point difference, Oderkirk with 3 points. And Dort College will have to fight off Mount Marty here at the end. Oderkirk with 4 points as he makes both free throws. Dort College leads 73-65. In the backcourt is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gets it ahead. Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Dort College by eight. Cliff with the basketball. He goes right side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Severs. Severs with the basketball. Severs to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gives it up. Vogel. Vogel right side. Walthersdorf. Dort College playing with their two big guys on the floor at the same time. They get it underneath Severs. Severs, Vogel. Vogel with the dunk. How they don't call the foul, though, on the swipe by Pena Benjamin, I don't know. Vogel with a dozen points. Dort College leads 75-65. 2:45 and counting, ball game. Mount Marty with the basketball. Lancers have it. This is Larson. Larson gives it right side, Smith. Smith to Pena Benjamin. Pena Benjamin lost it. It's picked up. And we've got a foul called on Pena Benjamin, and Warner will go to the free throw line and shoot two free throws. Jose Pena Benjamin picks up his fourth personal. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Cliff. Took a pretty good shot there. Let's see if he can bounce back and make a couple of free throws. So Cliff Warner, the senior from Altoona, Iowa, goes to the free throw line, trying to give Dort College back a 12-point lead with a couple of made free throws. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Free throw by Cliff is up and down. 16 for Warner. Pena Benjamin checks out of the ballgame. T.J. Johnson checks in. Dort College leads 76-65. Another free throw on the way for Warner. Warner steps up. He eyes it, he flies it, he buys it. 17 for Warner. Dort College leads 77-65. 2.5 left to go in the game. A couple more defensive stops, and you got this one done. Shot on the way is up. Fade away, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, and Warner is fouled on the play by T.J. Johnson. Johnson fouled on the play. That's foul number one on Johnson, and Cliff will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Cliff this evening, 3 for 6. 2:20 left to go in regulation, 77-65, Dort College in front. Warner entered the game, 76% free throw shooter. Double bonus for Dort College. Free throw by Cliff is up and down. Well, irregardless of the outcome, Dort College have been sharper tonight than they were at Doan on Saturday. They played hard the whole way through, the way it looks to me. We'll get the impressions from Coach Ross Dahm on the Wireless World postgame wrap. Cliff makes them both. He's got 19 points. Dort College leads 79-65. Mount Marty made a run, got it back to within 8. Dort College has scored the last 6 points. Shot in the lane is up and good for Harms. I beg your pardon, Larson. And it's a 12-point game again, 79-67. 2:07 remaining, and Mount Marty uses another timeout. They've got one remaining, I believe. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 79-67. 2:07 remaining in this one. Dort College inbounding. Lindbergh gets it in to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Kyle. Kyle with the basketball across half court. Picks up his dribble. They hand it back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner guarded closely by Saladin Smith. He goes right side over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf to Severs. Severs left side Warner. Warner with the basketball. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Right side pass. It goes Walthersdorf. Now 11 to shoot. Lindbergh steps in. 8-footer won't go down. Rebound taken away by Vogel, and Vogel will reset it. Passes it back out front to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it on the right side, comes back over to Trevor. Trevor with it, 23 on the shot clock, 1:28 on the game clock. So Vogel got that offensive rebound and elected to shovel it outside instead. Layup by Trevor Walthersdorf, the assist to Warner. Another three-point play opportunity coming here for Trevor Walthersdorf. Foul called on Oderkirk, that's his fourth. Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot the free throw. He's got 19 points. He shares game honors with Cliff Warner. Free throw for Trevor off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Mount Marty. Back we go the other way. Heave. Heave into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back right side. Larson. Beg your pardon, that was Harms. Ball deflected out, picked up by Mount Marty. Back over to Oderkirk, a minute remaining. Mount Marty discombobulated right now on offense. And a three-pointer by Saladin Smith. He's got 11, and the defender lead is 81-70. Cross-court pass taken away by the Lancers, and a travel violation called on Saladin Smith. Kaiser will check in. Lindbergh will check out. Kaiser to throw it in. Gets it into Walthersdorf, and Walthersdorf is hacked across the arm, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Under a minute remaining, Dort College leads 81-70. Mount Marty has one timeout remaining. We'll see if they burn one here or not. So Trevor Walthersdorf to the free throw line. It looks like Dort College is going to even their conference record at 1-1 heading into the Thanksgiving Day break. Free throw by Trevor is up, and that one's good. 20 points for Walt. 82-70, Dort College in front. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way for Walthersdorf. This one's up, and it's going to be short, no good. Bounced on the rim. Mount Marty loses it out of bounds, though it'll be Dort College basketball. So Mount Marty loses the opportunity to cut into the lead. They turn it over on the rebound. Dort College will inbound. Kaiser to throw it in. Sean inbounding, gets it into Severs. Severs back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball, 40 seconds on the game clock. And Cliff Warner will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a timeout ourselves. Back with more after this. 37.3 seconds remaining in this one. The Dort College defenders leading 82-70. Inbounding will be Sean Kaiser just to my right. Close enough that I could reach out and play a little defense myself on him if I wanted. Inbounding, they get it into Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball, and he is pushed from behind by Saladin Smith. He is whistled for foul number four, and Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Trevor Walthersdorf will check back into the ball game for defensive purposes. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line and shoot two free throws. So the free throw's on the way for Warner, up and down. Cliff Warner with 20 points. So you've got Cliff and Trevor with 20 points each. Jordan Vogel's got a dozen, and Chris Severs has 10. Kyle Lindberg also with 10 this evening. Second free throw by Cliff is up and down. So Cliff Warner with 21 points. And the defenders lead 84-70. 30 seconds remaining. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs over to Kaiser, and that's going to do it. Warner with a basketball in the backcourt. Let's see if Mount Marty commits a foul in the backcourt. They do not. Pass comes over to Kaiser. 20 seconds remaining. Comes back to Severs. Severs with the dunk. Severs with 12 points. Dort College leads 86-70, and they'll throw it into the front court. Three-pointer on the way from the on the other end. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Larson. Larson's put back. He's got 14. And the Dort College defenders lead 86-72, and that's how it will end. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College now 7-1, 1-1 of the conference. Mount Marty falls to 3-4, and 0-2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders get a win, 86-72 over the Mount Marty Lancers this evening. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action. Dort College led by as many as 19 in the second half. And then held on as Mount Marty made one significant charge. They got back to within eight at 73-65 with about 4.5 minutes left to go in the game. Dort College responded, though, with a six-point run to go back up by 14, 79-65. And we go in with the final of 86-72. Dort College led unofficially by Cliff Warner with 21 points. Trevor Walterstorff added 20. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they were paced this evening by Jeff Larson unofficially with 14. Let's take a break and be back with our Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here are the numbers. Mount Marty, 26 of 60 from the floor, 43.3%, 7 of 17 on three-pointers, 41.2%, 13 of 16 on free throws, 81.3%. For Dort College, they were 30 of 51 from the floor, 58.8%. They made 66.7% of their shots in the second half, going 16 of 24 from the floor. Dort College also 6 of 16 on three-pointers for 37.5%, 20 of 29 on free throws for 69%. Dort College out-rebounded Mount Marty 38-22. Turnovers, few too many. Dort College 24, Mount Marty 17. Final score, Dort College 86, Mount Marty 72. Dort College was led by Cliff Warners, 21 points, 5 of 9 from the floor, 7 of 10 on free throws. 20 points for Trevor Walterstorff. He was 9 for 13 from the floor. And 20 points. 12 points for Jordan Vogel, 12 points for Chris Severs, 10 for Kyle Lindberg, 3 each for Austin Kachi, Tyler Walterstorff, and Sean Kaiser ended up with 5. For the Lancers, 14 points for Jeff Larson off of the bench. Saladin Smith had 11, 8 points each for Austin Harms and Jose Pena Benjamin, 6 points for Chris Richardson, 4 for Scott Oderkirk, 5 for Joe Heeb, 5 for Scott Sellers, 5 for T.J. Johnson, 6 for Chevy Fisher. Dort College was led in rebounding by Trevor Walterstorff with 8, 7 rebounds for Kyle Lindberg, 5 for Austin Kachi, 4 for Chris Severs, 4 for Jordan Vogel, 2 for Cliff Warner. Cliff Warner also had 5 assists. Kyle Lindberg and Jordan Vogel had 2 apiece, along with Austin Kachi, Tyler Walterstorff, and Chris Severs. For Mount Marty, they were led in rebounding by Saladin Smith with 4. 3 rebounds each for Austin Harms, Jose Pena Benjamin, and 4 for Jeff Larson. 3 assists for Saladin Smith, 2 assists for Scott Oderkirk. Joe Heeb, Austin Harms had 3 steals, along with Jose Pena Benjamin. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dama so we can be on our way as part of the Wireless World postgame wrap. And, Coach, you were looking for a better effort from start to finish out of your team this evening. In that regard, how do you assess things after the game's all finished?
You know, Mike, I thought our guys really did a good job of supporting each other. I thought we did a nice job of really trying to stick defensively to what we wanted to do, and that was good. We knocked down some free throws. We rebounded the ball very well. Now, obviously, we'd like to take care of it a little bit better than what we did. That's probably the one negative here tonight, but I thought overall we made it some improvement. You know, we had to play a 40-minute game. Which I thought we did, and I think this is something certainly to build on. You know, we're not clicking on all cylinders, and we're not playing as well as we possibly can right now. But I thought the effort was there, and I know we're going to come back and have some good workouts here over Thanksgiving.
Talk a little bit about the first half and how you got going in the in that first half. You had a little 8-point run, I believe, that pushed you up to 14 and 16 points. Talk about that run and what you were doing well in the first half.
Well, I thought we did a good job of just being aggressive and putting pressure on the basketball. I thought that allowed us to get 3 or 4 stops in a row, and we had a couple runouts where I know Cliff got a 3-pointer, and I think Austin or Sean hit a 3-pointer in that situation too. And you know, we're at our best when we're out in transition and utilizing the arc and utilizing the post, and during that stretch we were able to do that.
Second half, you get the lead up to 19, and it wasn't a case like on Saturday where your guys seemed to relax, but Mount Marty was able to chip away, and a lot of it was due to turnovers.
It was. We just did not do a good job of taking care of the ball. And we need to do some things differently over Thanksgiving break where we work on that. And, you know, we got some guys that, you know, right now maybe aren't in the best of shape because they're coming back from some injuries. I'm not going to make excuses, but the fact of the matter is we're just not clicking on all cylinders. And there's a few reasons for that, but certainly not a lack of effort or concentration tonight.
Second half, Trevor Walterstorff ends up. What do you have? Five field goals, got to the free throw line,
yep.
Made some free throws, missed a few more than you would like, but well, his effort, he carried you in the second half when not a lot else was happening offensively.
He did. He did a good job of understanding what we needed, and you know that's why he was an All-American for us the last couple of years, and just a really competitive kid. And you know, Trevor is much like a lot of other kids that they're easy to cheer for because they work so hard and they keep things in perspective as far as basketball and the other areas of their life. We needed a good effort from him tonight, and we got it.
What do you do over the next 48 to 72 hours as Thanksgiving holiday takes place? And you've got a little time now before your next game a week from tomorrow.
Sure. Well, we are taking the next 3 days off, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to come back on Saturday, go two-a-days. Monday we don't have classes, so we'll go two-a-days. And get ready to go to Dakota Wesleyan, which is obviously a very difficult place to play. For us, hopefully the next 3 days, there's a few guys who need to get in the gym and need to get some cardiovascular workout in. There's some other guys that just need to get away from basketball and rest up a little bit. So I think the break is good for us. Typically we play over Thanksgiving. Not the case this year because we're going to Florida over Christmas. So got to take advantage of a few days here we can to rest the bodies because we do have quite a stretch run here for the next 3 weeks leading into Christmas.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for stopping by and got back in the win column. And as the results come in from tonight's conference play, it could be a wild one before this year's all
Mike,
done.
Mike, it's going to be crazy. It really is. You know, there's teams that are much better than they were a year ago. I think we potentially are. Obviously, you know, we don't feel like we're playing that at that caliber just yet. But we told our guys in the locker room just before we came out here, we just have to take care of what we do every night, try to get a win, because there'll be four or five other teams that lose on a given night, and at the end of the year, you look up and you just hope that you're near the top.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping
by.
That's Coach Ross Dahmel. Let's take a look at those scores, and there are some surprises here. Doan beat Briarcliff at home, 83-73. That was in Crete. Hastings downs Midland in Fremont, 77-70. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan on the road, 68-65. So Concordia gets a couple of squeakers to open the season. And Northwestern over Morningside, 109-98. Dort College defeats Mount Marty, 86-72, in a game you just got done listening to. Women's basketball, it was Mount Marty over Dort, 55-51. Briarcliff over Doan, 73-67. Hastings over Midland, 55-51. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 91-61. Morningside over Northwestern in women's play, 72-70. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be back on the air again Saturday afternoon. More Dort College women's basketball as the defenders take on York in York, Nebraska. That will be a 2 o'clock start time Saturday afternoon. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.